On Friday's Page One, tax breaks from stock options are a windfall for businesses. A loophole means they won't have to pay billions in taxes. The GOP presidential hopefuls agree on less government, but some of them think the president should have broader power. And we'll look at why cable guys are better dressed. I'm James Barron. All the news that's fit to podcast begins right now. Our top story says executives who got stock options during the financial crisis in 2008 could be looking at a windfall. The corporations that granted those options are benefiting too. They save on taxes. Thanks to a quirk in tax law, companies can deduct more than the value of the options. It's one of the many obscure deductions in the tax code that let most companies pay far less than the top corporate tax rate of 35%. Also on Friday's Page One, some of the GOP presidential hopefuls have broad views on executive power. They argue for limited government, but they see the commander-in-chief as having the authority to take extraordinary action in the name of national security. Of the candidates who answered the Times' questions on the subject, only Ron Paul argued for a more limited view of presidential power. He and four other candidates responded to the questions. The other four are Newt Gingrich, John Huntsman, Rick Perry, and Mitt Romney. The conventional wisdom was the 2012 presidential race would hinge on the economy, but voters in Iowa and New Hampshire say personal chemistry counts for as much as political policies. Times reporters Ashley Parker and Michael Barbaro talked to three dozen voters in those places. They were hard-pressed to recall details of the candidates' plans to cut taxes or create jobs, but they knew about their marriages and their mannerisms. Rose Williams of Bridgewater, New Hampshire, said she can't stand the sound of Mitt Romney's voice. Jonathan Gabhart of Spencer, Iowa, likes Ron Paul because his voice is high-pitched and squirrely. He says Paul sounds like a real person. China announced a 5-year plan for developing a space program. It's going to launch a space lab and collect samples from the moon. It's also going to be the only country putting humans in orbit for the next few years. All this comes at a time when the U.S. has brought its space program to a standstill. China is still years behind the U.S., and in terms of space technology, it'll take time to rival the U.S. The long debate over the NFL's handling of concussions is reaching the courts. More than a dozen lawsuits have been filed since July on behalf of more than 120 retired players and their wives. They say the NFL, and in some cases helmet manufacturers, concealed information about the neurological effects of repeated hits to the head. Several say that even if the NFL didn't know about the possible effects of brain trauma sustained on the field, it should have. The cable guy is getting sleeker and more sophisticated, just like the televisions and computers he installs. These days, cable guys and gals often have backgrounds in engineering and computer science. That kind of training is now required as cable companies and their telephone rivals fight it out. That means added pressure for installers who are now dealing with cloud-based cable boxes and iPad apps that let subscribers set recording times from almost anywhere. Inside Friday's Times, the chief executive of a troubled Brooklyn hospital has been dismissed. This comes less than a month after a state task force outlined a plan to carry out a major reorganization of how hospital care is delivered in Brooklyn. Dr. Rajiv Garg was dismissed from Wyckoff Heights Medical Center. A member of the task force is now in day-to-day charge there. In Egypt, security forces stormed the offices of 17 nonprofit groups. The raids were part of what Egypt's military-led government is calling an investigation into foreign funding behind recent protests. Friday's Business Day section says manufacturers are hiring again. That's reversing a 15-year slide in factory employment. But there is a price even for workers covered by unions, and that is lower wages stretching to retirement. The lower labor costs have GE staffing up to bring production of water heaters and some models of refrigerators back to the U.S. That's our preview of Friday's Times. This year, the New York Times Neediest Cases Fund is celebrating its 100th anniversary. You can read about what the Neediest Cases Fund has done for people in the New York area who need help. Go to nytimes.com/neediest. I'm James Barron. That's our last podcast for 2011. So Happy New Year, and see you here in 2012.